This is Common Sense Radio. Straightforward and no excuses.
All right. Come on now.
This is the Steve Gruber Show.
Call me crazy.
Ooh, yeah.
What I said was perfectly right and spot on accurate.
Boy's got a mouth like a cannon, always shooting at all.
Stop. Yeah, stop. I mean, you're way off script.
Got it in me. Gonna quit until it all comes out.
Hey, boy.
Yeah, you know, it's not cynical, it's common sense.
Pay attention to me when I'm talking to you.
I'm gonna rock the nation. Rock the nation.
Genuine, accountable, and raw. Here is Steve Gruber.
All right, welcome back to it here on this Tuesday. Glad to have you here. It's the Steve Gruber Show. Appreciate your support. Reading some interesting articles here in the downtime and some new information, different things. And I want to read to you from The Intercept, and I cannot, I cannot determine the veracity of these reports, but I find it fascinating, and I'll share it with you for that reason. And then you can make of it what you want. You know, you can make it what you want. TheIntercept.com, you can make of this what you want, but I do find it an interesting read. Written by Matthew Cole and Jeremy Scahill. The Trump administration is now considering a set of proposals developed by Blackwater founder Eric Prince and a retired CIA officer with assistance from Oliver North, a key figure in the Iran-Contra scandal, to provide CIA Director Mike Pompeo and the White House with a global private spy network that would circumvent official U.S. intelligence agencies. According to several current and former U.S. intel officials and others familiar with the proposals, the sources say the plans have been pitched as a means of countering the deep state enemies in the intelligence community seeking to undermine the Trump presidency, like Peter Strzok, for example, the man who was instrumental in the Hillary Clinton investigation. And now we know that his hands were all over the Trump investigation, interviewed Hillary Clinton, interviewed Michael Flynn. The creation of such a program raises the possibility that the effort would be used to create an intelligence apparatus to justify the Trump administration's political agenda. Pompeo cannot trust the CIA bureaucracy, so we need to create this thing that reports just directly to him, said a former senior U.S. intelligence official with firsthand knowledge of these proposals in describing the White House discussions. It is a direct action arm, totally off the books, the person said, meaning the intelligence collected would not be shared with the rest of the CIA or the larger intel community. The whole point is this is supposed to report to the president and Pompeo directly. Oliver North, as you know, frequently appears on Fox News and was enlisted to help sell the effort to the administration. He was the ideological leader brought to lend it credibility. Some of the individuals involved with the proposal secretly met with major Trump donors, asking them to finance operations. The proposals, according to this article, would utilize an army of spies with no official cover in several countries deemed denied areas for current American intel personnel, including North Korea and Iran. The White House has also considered creating a new global rendition unit meant to capture terrorist suspects around the world, as well as a propaganda campaign in the Middle East and Europe to combat Islamic extremism and Iran. I can find no evidence that this ever came to the attention of anyone at the NSC or the White House, wrote Michael Anton, a spokesman for the National Security Council, in an email. The White House does not and would not support such a proposal. But a current U.S. intel official appeared to contradict that assertion, stating that the various proposals were first pitched at the White House before being delivered to the CIA. The Intercept reached out to several senior officials that sources said had been briefed by the plans by Prince, including Vice President Mike Pence. His spokesperson said there was no record of Prince ever having met with or briefed the VP. Oliver North did not respond to requests either. Now, according to two former White House senior officials, Pompeo has embraced the plan and has lobbied the White House to approve the contract. As for comment, the CIA spokesperson said, "You have been provided wildly inaccurate information by people peddling an agenda." Fascinating little story now, isn't it? One group saying that they're trying to find a way to battled the deep state on its own territory. Others saying that that's wildly inaccurate. At the heart of the scheme being considered by the White House are Blackwater founder Eric Prince and his longtime associate, CIA veteran John McGuire. Now, it's clear that The Intercept here is not a fan of the Trump administration or the president himself and the way these things are written. The CIA veteran John McGuire, who currently works for the intelligence contractor Amintore Group, McGuire also served on Trump's transition team. Amintore's role first reported by BuzzFeed. Now, that's the same crew that brought you the Fusion GPS steel dossier in its entirety, despite the fact that there is no credible analysis to show that anything written in that dossier are true or possibly true. Prince and McGuire deny they're working together. Those assertions, however, are challenged by current and former U.S. officials and by Trump donors who say the two men are collaborating. Now, as you would find with many arrangements in the world of CIA contracting and clandestine operations, details of who is in charge of various proposals are murky by design and change depending on which players are speaking and who's moving. An Amintore official said Prince was not formally linked to any contract proposal. But it's just an interesting concept that because of the depth and the stank of the swamp, that extraordinary measures would be considered in the first place. How are you going to ferret these people out if Peter Strzok is just one example of the challenges being faced by this administration? To what length should this administration go to ferret these people out? Because clearly they're operating on a political agenda. And here's the latest thing. Here's the latest thing from Bob Mueller's investigation. They've gone to Deutsche Bank. That's right. They have subpoenaed records from Deutsche Bank that go back 20 years. What in the world would 20-year-old banking records have to do with Donald Trump and an investigation into Russian meddling? The fact is, the collusion investigation is over. That part of it's done. There is no collusion. They can find a way. The only collusion they can find is with the Hillary Clinton campaign and the DNC, which they're trying really hard to ignore and look the other way. But Robert Mueller, the special counsel investigating these alleged meddling claims, has reported this, according to Bloomberg, has subpoenaed Deutsche Bank, calling on the German bank to submit data pertaining to its client relationship with President Donald Trump. Bloomberg, citing an unnamed source, reported that Mueller is seeking information on the giant lender because Trump and his family owe the bank about $300 million. Democrats have said Trump's relationship with the bank is crucial to the Russia investigation. The Washington Post reporting back in August that Democrats have pushed for an investigation into the bank's internal review of the loans to see if there's any link with Russia. You see, what they want, it has nothing to do with Russia at all. If you dig deep enough into somebody that has that much money floating around, you can find things that are irregular or weren't done right or overlooked. It's because it's too massive. If you go through an audit, it's too massive. Well, that's the latest in the fishing expedition. Bob Mueller now fishing at Deutsche Bank. 14 after, it's Tuesday on the Steve Gruber Show.